God is moving in new ways never seen before. 2020 will be known as the year of truth. 2020 will be known as the year of truth. This is a John 8:32 year. Jesus, the kingdom's commander-in-chief, is saying, America, California, Southern California, Ventura County Church, you shall once again know the truth, and you must let the truth set you free. Beginning in 2020, the announcements of the new era will become the advancement of his new era. 2020 is the year of an acceleration of the Luke 11:29 final sign that Jesus declared on the earth. A repeat of the miracle of Jonah. Jesus said in Luke 11:30, "For in this same way, Jonah shall become a sign to the people, became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man would become a sign to this generation." It's a Luke 11:30 sign. "For in the same way Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be a sign to this generation." And so the first truth that I'm to speak is this. This is why the enemy is working so hard to get pastors and teachers to dismiss the story of Jonah and the whale. This is why in the church I have heard so many pastors acquiesce to the idea that the millennials have said and beyond that, you know, that story of Jonah and the whale, that can't actually be true, right? Jonah didn't get in the belly of a whale for 3 days and then get spit out on land. That can't be true, right? And I've heard so many pastors say, okay, I'll give you that one. That is why that is happening, because the enemy wants permission in every region, in every church, to release the lie. Because the father of lies is attempting to father this nation. And only as the Lord's church stands in the way. See, if we don't believe the story of Jonah and the whale, it gives the enemy permission to release this lie into his church so that the church misses this sign, so that there's no one to stop the liar from continuing to permeate his lies. This is a sign Jesus will use. He'll use the least likely men and women, the nameless, faceless generation. He'll use people that you won't even believe that he'll use, and positions that you can't even imagine they're being used in. Kanye is just the first example. He'll be spitting out men and women out of the belly of the whale onto the shores of Nineveh to speak truth. And these men and women will tear down our generation of strongholds, new to us but not new to him, that have set themselves up against the knowledge of man. It's hard for me to say this, but evangelicalism has become the new religion. And the Lord wants to awaken his bride like never before seen in our time. This is the year of truth. The breaking of the way things are done yet again in the church. But now, once again, man has got his hands in the way. This is the way it's done. This is the way Sunday's done. This is the way Wednesday's done. This is the way you do it. It's being broken down yet again. He's awaking the bride. The Spirit of truth is resounding and blowing the trumpet. This is the year of truth. It will be a renewed season of repentance from all kinds of deceptions. Those farthest away from me will repent in the traditional ways, but those closest to me will fall on their knees and repent for missing the signs. For missing how he's moving on the earth. For being stuck. Inside the church, he will tear down ways of thinking about him. Because his ways are not our ways. Outside the church, across this county, across this country, starting here with the state of California, he will tear down the pagan altars in this golden state. Because the Lord says California belongs to him. ...2020 will be the year of truth. Oh, the voice of truth wants his voice back in the political mountain, in the educational mountain, in the business mountain, in the medical mountain, in the arts and entertainment mountain, in the music mountain. The voice of truth wants his voice back. There'll be songs that'll be written about truth in truth. There'll be dances that will be danced in truth. There'll be poems that will be scribed in truth. There'll be songs, new songs that will be sung in truth. He will bring forth prophets who will speak truth boldly. And this will be your sign and the signals that I will use to instruct each of you, my kings and my priests. This is the year of truth. Watch and see what the Lord will do. 2020 will be the flamethrower of truth that will ignite the ancient wells of truth. So that everybody could see his spirit. Because the church has been operating in half of the truth and a part of the truth. It has minimized or limited all of the truth. This truth will be a flamethrower that will eliminate all doubt. Wherever there is doubt about anything in God's word, anything of God's word, the Spirit of truth is coming as a flamethrower to eliminate the doubt. The nameless, faceless generation will rise. The Spirit of truth has come. And no one is on the sidelines in this epic battle. Everyone will be engaged. No one is too old and no one is too young. Oh, it's not like the world battles. It's not like the world races out. Everything you have seen with your eyes and heard that the Lord has done in your generation, listen, he's putting in your hands all that truth, and together he's forging a new sword of truth. It'll be your sword to yield. Wield, because his word is sharper than a two-edged sword. You have seen the word in flesh. In your generation, there is no yeah buts, there's no well, it was that way, there's no be careful. Those are words of man, those aren't words of God. He says, hold up your sword and fight for me, says the Lord. And you will see me speaking truth in the state, in this region, in the cities where you live. This will be his trumpet call to his sons and daughters. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It will set you free from doubt. It will set you free from timidity. It will set you free from a lack of self-confidence. It will set you free from doubt. It will set you free from thinking you're too old, you're too young, it's too gone, it's too far, your health isn't good. Produce a new harvest season of freedom that comes from knowing the truth once again. See, there are words, there are phrases, there are biblical principles that you already know, says the Lord. The simple things, like faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. I know that word. I know what that means. Ah, but you've never seen it. Like he will show it to you. Every single word you already know is where this will start, says the Lord. Everything you know about him, he'll want you to revisit. Because there is more in those words. I already know that one. I already know this one. I already know that one. I know what I believe about this. I figured that out 20 years ago. I learned that lesson 40 years ago. And he's saying, I have a new lesson from that same word. Because it's new in this generation for you, for me. I will give you truth, not like religion gives truth, but you will hear my voice of truth the moment you heard it. For the very first time will be the moment you'll hear it again for the very first time. Every truth I've ever spoken to you, you will hear anew and fresh. And the way you felt then will not be all that you'll encounter with me now. For some, this will be a rising up. For others, this will be clarity of direction. For others, this will be courage. For others, this will be trust. To trust again. To love again. To have courage again. To stand again. To fight again. To love again. To love again. To love again. This is the year of truth. It's a season of the great shepherd saying, my sheep know my voice, and when the voice of truth speaks, they will follow me. There are many voices, loved one, but there's only one voice of truth. And God is saying the voice of truth wants his voice back. Outside the walls of the church. You will hear from your spirit. You will see from your spirit. My voice of truth will speak to you there in the quiet place. This is a call to all. No one is excluded. Everyone is invited. Because eye has not seen nor ear heard all God has for you. That's why you're here. You are flame throwers. Not fire starters, flame throwers. The fires have been started, but now he needs somebody to blow it. That's what's different about 2020. He's equipping you with flamethrowers. The fires have been started. The lamps have been lit. This is a fresh reminder for some, a new discipline that I'm asking of you to see me with the eyes of your heart, not the eyes of your flesh, to hear me from the inside out. This is a fresh reminder, and for some, a new discipline to not listen to what is impossible anymore, to not look at those that are telling you it can't be done, to stop listening to those that it's too late, it's too far gone, it won't ever happen. Not in this case. That is the lie of the liar. It's time to stop thinking it's too late or it's not worth it. It's time to stop thinking you're too old. It's taken too long. This is the year of truth. Do you not perceive it? I'm doing a new thing beyond all you can ask or think or imagine. And now, a battle assignment. In our region, in our state. The Lord of Heaven's armies, Jesus says, this is what I'm doing in the spirit realm in the state of California. This is what I'm doing. I'm pushing back once again the ancient serpent from my golden state. You will see amazing things I will do. Leviathan once again will be thrown back into the sea, into the deep. In California, the enemy has established an altar of Dagon as chief over your state, half man and half fish. And the enemy is advancing, but fear not, says Jesus, I am the truth. And I have my army, my chariots of fire surrounding California. All you've got to do is love like I loved. And you'll release it. Stand like I stood. Speak truth like I did. Because many will ask you the question that Pilate asked me, says the Lord. What is truth? That is the question of this generation. You will give them the answer. Fear not, my loved ones. Things you already know are about to be reintroduced to you. And then you will reintroduce them to everyone you know and everywhere you go. Fear not, my loved ones, for the Lord of Heaven's army will destroy and demolish this stronghold over my state. But here's my assignment for you in 2020. You must protect my children. Like you never have before. My kings and priests must protect my children in this state. One generation away. You cannot sit on the sidelines. You must go after them. You must protect them. This is the battle for the children. Dagon is going after our children. You must advance and take your sphere of influence up the mountain of culture that I put you in. That's how you'll do it. And be aware to proactively guard the children of this generation. Do all you can to protect them in this generation, in this land, in this county, in this city, in this state. Because I declare over you, You are the head and not the tail. You are more than conquerors. Men and women that excel. You will excel in the marketplace. You will excel in every mountain of influence. This is the year of truth, and the year of truth will be an acceleration of those that stand on my truth, that walk in my truth. You will be the head and not the tail, because 2020 is the year of truth. And for some, it's the year to complete a project I've given you. Because I have a new one. I'm waiting for you to finish the one I gave you, because I have another one much bigger. So get on with it. Finish climbing the mountain that I've put in front of you. Climb it and finish it. Finish the things that you've started. Climb it and finish it. That is the fast I desire of you. Listen, that is the fast I desire of you, says the Lord. Not the traditional fasting. I'm doing a new thing on the earth, says the Lord. Get up, pick up your mat, and follow me. Get up, pick up your mat of comfort, and follow me. Get up, pick up your mat of fear, and follow me. Get up and pick up your mat of doubt, and follow me. Get up, pick up your mat of insecurity, and follow me. Pick up your mat of confusion, and follow me. Stand up and walk, says the Lord. See, there's a truth I've given you, loved ones. Write about it, speak about it, teach about it, share it at work, excel in it, walk in it, pray in it, meditate in it. I'm giving you a new name in 2020. You are my lights of truth. Once again, I command you, as I did in the beginning, subdue the earth and multiply. Lights of truth, multiply. Truth is not a religious thing. It's not what you've made it to be. It's higher, it's greater, it's wider, it's deeper. Oh, I know what truth is. No, it's much greater. Because my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I'm doing a new thing on the earth. And I don't want you to miss it. Every wall will be broken down. But I'm looking for some that will pick up the sledgehammers of religion that have found themselves back in my church, to break the walls out again so my people can come in. My churches are empty when they should be. I'm not willing that any should perish. But I need some to pick up the sledgehammers of truth and break the walls out again. Because my truth is just bouncing inside the walls. It's not out there like it needs to be. It's truth absent the Spirit. But this is a call to the Spirit of truth. This is the year of truth. You must engage in every place I am speaking truth. Wanting truth to advance, you must not stay on the sidelines. Make your presence known. make your voice heard. You are the light of the world. You are the city on the hole, on the hill. That's who you are. You are the light of truth. I want my voice back in education, in faith, in business, in medicine, in politics, in theater, in arts, in family, in life. Enough is enough. I want my voice back. I have an assignment for you, my bride. You are now to be the light of truth wherever you go. And this will be a sign in your spirit that you know that you're on the right track. See, all my creation is groaning with groans of truth. And wherever you step, you will feel the heartbeat of the land beating in truth. Ready to agree with you when you speak truth. Truth will be the new song sung, will be the new music written, will be the new inventions invented, will be the new processes and strategies sought after. Because this is the sign of the final sign. And the Queen of Sheba is coming back to judge, says the Lord. In verse 30 of that same Luke passage, a side note, the Lord taught me to teach on that next Sunday, and I will. New miracles, new signs, new wonders. So that no man can boast. My people called by my name, go and rescue. I love you, my children. Now go.
And also, I don't want to forget those who are watching and those who will watch. And I want to take a minute or a few. Because when a word is spoken, something triggers in our spirit. It could be just one thing that was triggered in your spirit. And I want us to take a moment personally to release that back to the Lord in prayer. Just individually. That thing that the Holy Spirit just tagged you when Sam was speaking, and it was like something just rose up in your spirit and God reached out and went, tag. You're it. That's the thing right there. I want you to just take a few minutes quietly and lift that before the Lord. Some of you immediately know what it is. Could just be the issue of truth. Could be, there's so many available things in there that God could have touched your spirit with. So here, right now, I want us to pray that. Lift that up to the Lord. Just lift that up to the Lord. Don't stop yet. Let it. Find other words. Find new words. Pour them into that bowl of heaven. Now what I'd like to ask you to do is I'd like you to think of a declaration based on those prayers. Something, a few words, just a short sentence, one word, whatever it takes for you to think about how you would speak that to the Lord on a regular basis. It's a declaration back to Him. Taking that prayer and putting it in a manageable length, something that you remember. And when you have that, I want you to walk to that board, for those of you who are willing. This is not a command. This is a great wish. And there's markers over there. Take a marker, write it anywhere on the board. Just please leave room for other people. And in my case, I would want to make it legible. Yeah. And when you're ready, go over there and write it down. If somebody already has it, just be the first.
God put on my heart personally to finish an accomplishment I have to finish this year. Some of you know what that is. And He gave me this word, I will finish the race set before me. In other words, He's going to run with us. He's going to run with me. And I believe He's going to, and this is for you too, to run with you. And whatever He needs you to accomplish, He'll run with you. Because He wants us to finish the great work in us. He doesn't stop. We need to run with Him.
That's a good word. Are you going to write that down? Didi? Just hold it.
Hi, fam. So, for 2020 over us was the depths of His fresh love. And I really feel like it can be easy to get into this place as His kids where it's like, oh, of course, you know, like yes, of course He loves me, of course He loves me. But I really feel like this year it's like there's not gonna be any of that over anybody in this house. I really feel like we get to have this understanding and this experience with Him where His love is fresh all the time and it's new. But with that newness comes depth. And so, yeah. Okay. So, Dad, thank you so much just for the depths of your fresh love over all of us. And we just get to live in that. We get to nothing that we have to do, Jesus. It's nothing that we have to strive for. We don't have to churn for it. This is our reality because you have said it. You have done it. It is finished. Thank you, Jesus.
A tree on a mountainside a while back that had been in the fires that came, and the fires erased everything in the mountain. They turned the trees completely black, and I saw the tree, and I had to talk to the Lord about it, and he told me that the tree is your generation. It's the baby boomers, and he said that it looks dead, but it's not dead. It's going to bear fruit again.
Just gave me the word opportunities, and I think it's more than that. I think it's be open to the possibilities and to new opportunities everywhere around us, whether it's new opportunities in our work, in our career, on the mountains, or whether it's with people to pray for and signs and wonders, and so that's just the word that he kind of gave me.
What is the actual do you have a declaration?
Yeah, be open to all possibilities and new opportunities.
Next year is the year of 2020, and with my eyesight not being 2020, God was showing me how this is the year to see with his eyes, to see his truths, not our own, and to see what his kingdom has for our beautiful life. My declaration is to see with your eyes, God.
Yeah. I love the simple declarations that we have, because when we can carry those with us, and it's like we activate heaven with those, and it's important to activate heaven. It's pretty activated already, but it's good when we get to take part in that. Somebody else? Okay.
My name is Dan, and I wrote up there, go boldly as he leads. Because I do have a tendency to say, I'm too old, the opportunity's gone, they won't pay attention, whatever it is, you know, the excuses. So I'm being challenged in a few areas to go boldly as he leads. So that's what God's telling all of us. He's going to lead each one of us in very specific areas that even right now you're not aware of. And he says, go boldly as I lead. That's what God says. Go boldly as I lead.
Nice. Hi, Lisa. We were getting a lineup like this.
Some of you know I lead worship at a little country church in Casita Springs. And this morning we had the tongues come forth. The pastor said, I have a word in tongues, and someone's going to need to give the interpretation. And God gave me the interpretation, and it was, take up your mat and walk. And that's what you spoke this morning, or today. And that, because we've been, wherever we've been in these places where we've just been kind of dead, just kind of laying there, just not really moving in our gifts, not really walking in all the truth. That word truth, too, is huge to me. We have so much truth in us to give out, and it's time to give it out. It's time to take up our mat and walk in the truth. Take it. We're one with him. Go forth with him. He's got you. He's got our hands. He's taking us. Take up your mat and walk with him.
Wow. Good, good. That. Yeah. Thank you.
So I heard, now make it your own. I was like, Googled that in the Bible. I was sitting here trying to figure out what does that mean. But what really spoke to me is I saw it actually in the Message version said that about the people going into the land after fleeing Egypt. Now God gave them the land. Now make it your own. And so I don't know. I'm still on that still. But
hey, do any of you guys need to go to the board? If you do, make sure to do that. You just broke through a whole, you just broke the year end totally out of the water. Great job. Just totally, you know, when you do something you've never done before.
Hello, my name is Lydia. And I say thank you, Jesus, for all my family. And he's given me two families because I has the responsibility to serve as God at two churches, Mr. Richard and Pastor Samuel, and the city. I'm very happy because teacher has a lot of bless God talking to me a lot of times and give me a lot of blessing for everyone. And they say this New Year's, they receive a lot of blessings. Every single people know me and my family. They say, you service with me and I care your family. So I say, thank you, Jesus, for all the things give me to me. And they're coming another one. So I say thank you for everyone because everyone give me love to me and I comfort me. I'm not talking for everyone, more God talking to you. And I pray for everyone.
Good.
This is that thing say God. Pray every single one for every single one. This is that word special for every single family.
So what's your declaration? Did you write a declaration down? Not yet. Do you have a declaration? Okay. Thank you. Hi, Carol.
The word God gave me was the sword of the Spirit, how that is the word of God, and how anything that we do, we have to declare and speak out of our mouth the word of God. We want healing, we speak healing out. We want prosperity, we speak prosperity out. We have love, we want speak the love out. Learn the scriptures, get into it, and find out what it is that you need and want, and that is what you declare.
Yes, ma'am. Pretty much know what I'm doing this year. Michelle.
Is I will shine his light of truth. And I just see this as being a year where we get closer. closer to him. We learn to know his heart and who he really, really, really is. And then we reflect that to others. And that's where the power is. And that's where the goal is this year, is just to get as close to him as possible, to know him as much as we can. And then just to let that shine out from us.
Say it again.
I will be his light of truth.
His light of truth. Amen. Another Kilpatrick? Because we love him.
I know you're going to hold the microphone, so I'm going to hold you. Just like, pretend like I'm holding the mic. So I dropped my sons off at Sea Cadets, this week-long training, and my son on the way up, my oldest one, told me he had a dream about me. It was, you mind if I just, it's not going to be forever.
Can't very well kick.
Here goes. he said, I kept seeing you walk in and out of our house, but you were wearing homeless clothes and just walking in and out. And then the last time, he said, it was just baggy, just ill-fitting clothes. And I dropped a beer in a paper bag and said, I'll be back. And I walked out. He said, it was really weird because it wasn't like you. And you had a house, but you were acting homeless. And so on the way home, it was from San Luis Obispo. It took me like 6 hours to get home. It was crazy. But I talked to the Lord about it, and he basically said, which is my decree, own your life, live in the house I've given you. So, own your life, live in the house I've given you.
That's a big word. Hi. I'm Byron.
Pastor Al.
Hi.
Amen. Pastor Sam, Tony, love you all. Thank you for dropping that prophetic word on us and blessing us with the spirit of truth. And my declaration is I decree and declare that the spirit of truth is rising up in me so I can boldly speak the word of God with clarity. God's will on earth as it is in heaven. And I felt it wasn't just for me, but for everybody else, that clarity and boldness and being in alignment with his will in this season, that spirit of truth that you released and broke off and into us is for all of us to speak and decree and declare a thing over our life, and it shall come to pass in this season, because there is an acceleration, there is a hope, and there's an expectation in this season of God, like Chris this morning. So you have to believe it as you decree it, and it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. You know, it's really important, as when you hear these declarations and you have your declaration, to be watching what's happening from other people around the world and in the U.S. and California, because what's going to happen is it's going to confirm what you've already felt and seen and expressed yourself. And that's the point of these. It's not just us. This is not just Sam giving a word to us. It's a part of a bigger piece. It's a prophetic piece that's much bigger, because we all fit our part together. Anybody, I don't do puzzles because I'm too slow. But, you know, does anybody, like, I have friends who, that's their Christmas. They do puzzles at Christmas. And they find the hardest puzzle, and they spend Christmas, and I'm like, oh my God, that's a headache, man. I don't need a headache for Christmas. And yet, they love it. They do it as a family. And there's some really cool things. And that's what the prophetic is about. We know in part, and we speak in part, but the pieces together make this whole. And that's what you're hearing. You're hearing, and you're going to hear it other places, on social media, in the news. You're going to hear it from different ministers and different individuals and prophetic voices and pastors, and all types are going to be confirming what's in your heart. Right now, it is 5:36. I just want to say we do try our best to let you know that our service ends at 5:30. But if you have a young child out in, like a toddler or under, maybe you should go save the workers. That would be really good. And, we have a lineup over here. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. And, yes. Yeah, come on. We got a lineup. We'll do a few more, okay? And then nobody seems to be rushing out the door, so come over here. So. And your name?
My name is Teresa, and the part of Pastor Sam's word that really got me was the story of Jonah and the whale, and men and women being spit up from the belly of the whale. So my declaration for 2020, truth will be declared by the most unlikely people.
Yeah. Carrie?
I just want to declare that wherever we walk, we'll be light carriers and truth carriers.
Yes. Cool.
And I also had a word, I just gave you that word. And the word was, I'll just be real quick, this is a line. The word that I got this past week was, we are going to be overcomers in next year, 2020.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. I got a word on November 15th the chariots were coming. And it was real peaceful when I got it, but I thought it meant something else. And then I had painted a painting at the Colossals of a wall being broken down. And I thought it meant something else. So my word this year is like, you're freaking me out. It's like, look at him. Your wife. My, I don't know what you call it, is that when God teaches us something or gives us something, I think Pastor shared on there, I was out there eating your candy, sorry. Good chocolate. I've been waiting for good chocolate. And good tamales. I've had four people. Anyway, is that when God gives you when God tells me something or gives me a revelation, not to put it in a box, to leave it open for the mystery of God. Yeah, because then when I do that, he can't reveal more. And I think I got it down. He's like, no, yeah. Leave it open for his mystery.
Yay, keep it open for his mystery. I am going to turn this over to you, Yvette, and I'm going to let you speak and then close out.
I don't know if it was last night or this morning, but I had remember getting on my knees and asking the Lord, can we start all over? Can it be brand new again? Can your word be brand new to me again, like when I first knew you, which was 40 years ago this month? And sometimes I don't like to mark my Bibles because sometimes I think, oh, I read that before. I had a revelation there before. But I wanted to know the depths of revelation of what he's speaking. And as I was sitting here listening to Pastor Sam, and a lot of the things Pastor Sam declared today were decreed before he ever came in the room, so we were in the spirit declaring truth and revelation. But there's no revelation like God's face and who he really, really is. And so my word today was that he desires truth in the inward parts, and that the inward parts in me, who I really am, need to come before the real parts of the Father, who he really is. And he reminded me of a time this year in April where the one thing I had dreaded so much to face was like being in the belly of a whale, because he knew I had a lot of fear about something. And I believe in transparency because I don't think we can help people without it, but and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but my husband went in for an operation, and I was really afraid. And during that time, I felt the reality of his word, how real his word is, and how he was able to reach in the depths of my soul. And it was like I was walking in the bottom of the ocean in a place in my soul that I had never felt before, where truth met pain and fear, and it also met a place that was so glorious of his love, and how I really, really loved my husband, and how he and I were really, really one. And today when I'm listening, I felt that was always true, because the word of God says the two shall become one. It was always true, but life happens and a lot of waters can come over things, a lot of trials. And him and I are both very opinionated people, and our opinions don't always match. My kids know. But the truth is that we're one, and the truth is we're one with him. And I just feel that this is the year where we're going to walk on the deepest places of the seas. We're going to walk in the deepest places of revelations. And all those waters of lies and deceptions and hindrances are going to roll back away. And we're going to know him face to face. Because this is a year of knowing the Father. And if we know the Father, nothing can be able to stop us. And also that, like Pastor said, wherever we put our feet, there'll be truth. So we'll take that truth out with us. And when we do, we're not going to buy into deception that person doesn't want the Lord. We're going to let him work through us and shine through us.
Amen. You guys didn't know why I came up here, right? I mean, we could have been here another half an hour. When I came in, immediately I was greeted by somebody I shook hands with, and they spoke a word of prophecy over me, and they said I was going to do things I hadn't done before and go places I hadn't been. And I'm really excited, because when I heard Pastor Sam preaching, the thing that kept getting stuck in my mind was that hammer breaking the wall down, amen, and allowing the church to come out, amen. See, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, come. We need to invite people to come to church. The millennial generation has forsaken the church. They're at home on the computers watching sermons. God wants an intimate relationship. He wants to invite our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, and say, come, amen. Well, Ian was up here a few minutes ago. I hope you don't mind, I'm going to share this, Pastor Sam. But we were inside the back room praying, and the Lord kept showing me a table, and I didn't know kind of what it was. I said, well, Lord, is this the bridal table? Is this the supper of the bride? And no, that's not it. Is this the table of prophets, of teaching and school of prophets? No, that's not it. I said, well, what is it I'm looking at? And it took me back to a story in 2 Samuel chapter 4. And what led up to this is that David and Jonathan had a love affair, and it was greater than a woman's love for each other, it says. So when Jonathan died, David said, is there anyone left in the kingdom that I could show real love to? He said, yes, there's Jonathan's son. His name is Mephibosheth. And at age 5, he had been dropped, and he broke both his feet, and he can't get along by himself. He lives in a place called Lodabar, which means nothing. He has literally nothing. And I saw this great table laid out, and I thought, well, how will people get there who are hurting, who have broken limbs, who have broken hearts? And the message from the Spirit of the Lord has come, amen? Come to the table. God has set this immense table before all of us. And he wants us to come in his presence. This is the table of the king. This is what was spoken of Mephibosheth by David. He'll no longer need. He's going to eat at my table the rest of his life. And Jesus says that through the Holy Spirit when he speaks to you. And he says, whosoever will, come to the table. And you may look down and say, well, that's not exactly what I felt like eating. Well, listen, this is what I need you to eat. This is how you're going to get strong, because in order to pick up that hammer to smash through those walls, you've got to be strong. You've got to rely on God. You've got to dedicate your life to God. You've got to make some commitments to God that you have never made before. 2020, I should have rode up to that, next to that hammer, besides smash, I should have wrote commitment on there. Because the Spirit of the Lord is calling people to a supper. And he's got all the right things you need, amen. You may look down and see something that says unforgiveness, and you have to eat that to get that stuff out of your life so you can be strong, so you can pick up that hammer. Because what should really matter to you is your family and all your loved ones who don't know Jesus, amen. 2020, a year of dedication and commitment. And God's invitation to you.
to come and eat at his table.
God bless you, you guys. While I was praying, Pastor told me to pray about to God if he got a word for church. So I pray, and I pray, God, you have a word for me and my family and church. Embrace Jesus. And like 2 days later, God remind me a story out of the sound. And the story is when the Israelites, they come up out of Egypt, and they finished to build the tabernacle, and they were about to do the first sacrifice. So they put the flesh on the tabernacle, not the tabernacle, the burning the altar, and the Bible said that the fire of God came and consumed the sacrifice. And then God told Aaron and his children to keep the fire on. So it was God put the fire, and it was the job of the priest to keep the fire on. So in these days, Jesus put his Holy Spirit, the fire of him, in our hearts. And it is our job to keep it on. It is not our pastor's job. It is not my mom, my dad, nobody. It's our job to keep the fire on. And when you have the fire on your heart on, see the fire on the altar, the job of the fire was to consume the flesh of the animals. So that the fire on us, when the fire on your altar, on your heart, it is burning, is gonna burn whatever desire of our flesh. And we are gonna keep growing and growing in his knowledge, and we are gonna be able to do whatever assignment God give us to us every day to the rest of our lives. So keep the fire on. It is your job. It is not about should I do this, should I not do this. It is what God put in your heart. Just keep the fire on. God bless you, you guys.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's close this night with worship.